I'm going to ask you to remain standing with your Bible, because I just got this from the Holy Ghost, that you stand while I read. I want you to pay close attention to this psalm. About 4 something this morning, I was dealing with it, and the Lord says this is what he wanted me to do. In Psalm 126, and I want you to pay close attention, because there are some things that I believe the Spirit of God will reveal to us that will set us on a path. My spiritual father would go into this psalm. He wasn't a prosperity teacher. He believed in prosperity. But when the Spirit of God was moving, he would go into this psalm a lot of times, Psalm 126. This entire psalm is a short psalm. I'll give you a subject in a few minutes, and then we'll go to work. But it says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. Zion represents the church and the believers. We were like them that dream. There's two words you could look at, captivity and dream now. And then they tell us the expression happened in verse 2. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. So you got laughing and singing. Then they said among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us. Well, we are glad. Amen?
Amen.
Then notice the 4th, 5th, and 6th verse. Now he says, turn again our captivity. Now that word captivity is in the first verse. That is in the 4th verse. And I have to make a statement here. Notice God is not doing this by himself. You better sit down right now. You ready to write. Get ready to write. Put a note there. Whatever going on in this text, God is not doing it by himself. Put that down. You get that, you see, because you got to get an understanding that scriptures cannot go forward unless somebody connected right to push it.
Yes, sir.
I was reading out the book our son gave me last night. You know, it said the word of God will not return to you void. And people think that means for everybody. No, I don't mean for everybody. In your humanism, in your scholastic abilities, the word won't return. No, you have to, for the word to return, you have to be involved spiritually. See, listen very carefully. You can't send a word out that has not done nothing for you. Your mouth without your spirit is invalidated.
Yeah.
You understand that? I want you to understand that, because it's the same way about a seed.
Yes, sir.
You can't send a seed out just because you heard a seed supposed to go out.
Yeah.
To really send a seed out, you got to go with it.
Yeah.
You can see that, right? All right, let me finish reading. Then turn again our captivity, O Lord, that the stream in the south. They that sow in tears shall what? He that goes forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, now notice this, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheep with him. The seed, here's what we're going to teach about this morning. The seed will turn all your financial famine and captivity into your dream. And you need to write that down now, because you got to have this. You can't just come, you know, this is not Sunday school. Listen, the seed will turn all your financial famine and captivity into your dream. Notice those two words, famine, three words, captivity, and then dream. All right? Let me give you 7 or 8 things that about the certainty of results. When you sow properly, there's a certainty. In this psalm, it talks about a certainty of result. If you sow it properly, if you sow it like God tell you to do it, it has to produce. Notice, number one, you go as forth and weep it. Go as forth, and I want you to see that first part. We're talking about the certainty of the results. Mm-hmm. Secondly, bearing precious seed. Precious seed. The seed is not precious unless you make it precious.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now notice number three, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. That's important. And then bringing his sheave with him. I want to get these premises set before we start digging, all right? I don't know what number you're on. I'm on number 5. His dream or her dreams shall come to pass.
Yes.
I was in one of my son's state, and I saw an aircraft, and they had on the side of it a dream lifter, wasn't it? A dream lifter. Big old. Now he got in trouble because he argued. He stayed in the state. He said, I ain't never saw no dream lift out there. So the Lord took him out there and showed it to him. But it's a big aircraft, big belly, called it a dream lifter. If you understand this lesson, how the Holy Spirit won't break it down this morning, you will leave here being called a dream lifter. Matter of fact, I want you to write in your note, because your identification with God is I am. I want you to write, I am a dream lifter. There is a certainty about results. When we do things God's way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What I said? And I read in a little book sometime this morning reading, God's plans are infallible. They're going to work out. Now, all dreamers in this room must give me your undivided attention this morning. You must focus. You focus in with the lesson. I want you to get the lesson. For the Lord, the master sower, want to speak to you today. Let me say that again. Now. I'm going to say it again. All dreamers. How many dreamers I got here? All right. Must give me, and talking about the word, talking about the Lord, your undivided attention today. That's the way he told it to me. For the Lord, the master sower, wants to speak to you today and release his secrets and mysteries of all provisions are in the seed. All of God's provision, he placed them in the seed. So you and him can master your destiny financially. Turn to Genesis chapter 8. And here's point number one. Never let the enemy to bluff you to stop sowing. the harvest is sure to come. Genesis 8:22. It's an unending statement made by God. Seed time and harvest will never vanish. You see what Genesis 8:22 says? While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. That's a divine law that cannot be uprooted. Then, in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, let's read through the storm and understand that we can't stop sowing. There's a song where you say, I just can't stop. I just can't stop praying his name. You remember that song? Yeah, I date you. That's a few days back. All right, turn your Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. You've heard these scriptures before, but scriptures are alive all the time if they're ministered properly. I found out if the scripture's not ministered properly, they're dead as a doornail. Yes, all right. This 11th chapter, these first six verses, give us different illustration about how God worked and how time may look sometime. Now, notice what we're talking. Never let the enemy bluff you or stop you from sowing, because he will do it. And so it sort of give us a different aspect of sowing weather. You know, weather, sowing weather. You have to be a sower whether it's winter, summer or spring. You have to recognize God's word will not return to him void. God's seed will not return to him void if you sow it by faith. First verse said, cast thy bread upon the waters, but thou shalt find it after many days. You need patience to sow. Give a portion to the seven, also to the eight, for you know it's not what evil shall be upon the earth. Keeps on. Verse 3. This is a sowing challenge chapter. It challenges you, a sower. You're going to be a bonafide. You got to have, you already had money challenges before you start sowing. So it ought not be new to you. How many got that? Yeah, you already have dealt with money challenges. So now why get all different now when you're trying to sow your way out? That's a good one, isn't it? How many of y'all have had money challenges? Yeah, so you're going to have sowing challenges. Write it down. Especially the enemy going to challenge you about sowing because he know you're about to break out. So that's nothing new to us, you know. Isn't nothing new about us paying our bill with our last? Been doing that. So, I mean, why now we get so ticky when it come down to sowing your last? Do you believe in your bills more than you believe in God? You follow what I'm saying? So we have to follow suit. We have to learn to yield to the Holy Spirit in sowing, because sowing is a challenge. Especially when you're starting off and have not gotten any result. I had this young man, bless his name, he might be here. I had this young man, he used to sow to me, you know, he sowed to me about 5 or 6 months. So I don't usually talk to nobody about sowing to me, but I stopped him. I said, young man, I said, you don't sow no more. He said, oh, I quit because nobody wasn't giving me nothing. He said, I thought they were going to start doing that to me. And they didn't start doing it because he thought it. I felt so sorry for him. I still feel sorry for him. I'd be here. But I want him to hear me. He missed the whole teaching. Sowing is not let's make a deal.
Right.
So, so in the third verse, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. It's just giving you a situation. Then he says in the fourth verse, now this is powerful. You see the fourth verse? You with me? He that observes the wind, shall not sow. He that observes the wind shall not sow. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. See, he's given two clarification of how the enemy will try to stop you from sowing. He said, as thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, same way about the seed. Know how the bone do grow in the womb after womb of her that is with child, same way the seed. You don't go in there and cut a woman open and see how the baby doing, do you? God have divine laws in action. In 9 months, she's supposed to have the baby. You have to become pregnant before you can have a harvest. You got to wobble a little bit. You got to sleep on your back. You understand the analogy? You're going to have a baby. There's some inconvenience. You see what the Lord's saying? See, don't be a cry baby. Don't wait. God said the seed time and harvest will never, it never fail. It never cease. So you have to keep on sowing when you don't see no results. What I say? Keep on sowing when you'll see no result.
Yes, sir.
Because when you quit sowing, you're not quitting on God. You're quitting on yourself. You have to pass the sowing test. You have to go to different grades in sowing. You look at a soul like me, and your mind will get blown. Say, my God, didn't come here yesterday. I've been down the field. Okay, all right. Let me finish reading here. Then. But note verse 4 again. You see what verse 4 is talking about, right? Most of the time, class, adversities come before advance.
Yes, yeah.
Write that down. Write that down. Write that. That's for the sower. Yeah, you will have some adversities when you start sowing,
yes.
But the advancing is sure to come.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
You see that? Can you see that? Let's get be real now. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. They talk about the child, then, but then the verse 6 now. Verse 6. Let's get with this. In the morning, sow thy seed. Mm-hmm. And in the evening, withhold not thy hand. Sow in the evening too. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper. But one of them going to prosper. Yeah. Either this or that. Or whether they both. According to how you sow it, according to where you sow it, shall be alike good. You got that? We're still working on the point. I want you to stay with me because I promised the Lord I would teach this morning and let the fire burn. Never let the enemy, never let the enemy, both Ecclesiastes 11 through 1 through 6 and Genesis 8:22 is talking about, never let the enemy to bluff you to stop sowing. The harvest is sure to come. Say it. The harvest is sure to come. The harvest is sure to come. We just said half of it. I did that on purpose. We just said half of it. The harvest is sure to come. No, it says here, never let the enemy to bluff you to stop sowing. Then the harvest is sure to come. No seed? Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 tell us that. Don't let him bluff you. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows. Not only that verse, look at another verse in that opening that is a blessing. God, that's a good one there. God is not mocked. Huh? God not going to let no system make a mocker of him. If you by faith do what God told you to do, God got to come through. He want to come through, and he's well able to come through. Some of y'all got harvests on the way now. I got this man, you done sold a $40,000 seed is in my pocket. What kind of harvest you think? Then I know, I recognize I'm good soil. I don't know what God's going to do for him, but I'm believing with him. I was at Carlos. I agree with him. Now notice this. God is not mocked. So God can't be shut down. Right? It said, what the first three verses in that seventh verse says? What it said? I can't hear you. Be not deceived about the ability of the seed. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Look, God is not mocked. Part two. God will not permit himself to be mocked. In other words, laughed at, say his word didn't come through. None of that going to happen with God. No, if you do it by faith, it's never on God's end. The devil cannot interrupt what God wants to do. He's not big enough. He can call all his demons, but he can't stop God. Once you flowing with God in faith, doing what God tells you to do, God can't be stopped. That means you can't be stopped. That means it's going to manifest in your life. God is not mocked. Say it.
Be not deceived.
This world system is not going to take care of you. That's a deception there. You know, people go to college all their life. And people, I had a governor. He's still paying his college tuition. Horrible, man. They really overestimate this educational system. You know, people get these little degrees and they go shucking like they're on another level. You got any money? You got you some sheepskin. You need some green skin. Plaque on the wall. You know, I used to preach. They give me a certificate. I don't want no certificate. You got the keys to the city. Give me some money. I got the key. Ron ain't give me no plaque. I can't get no key to no city. I don't want no key to the New Orleans. He gave me $40,000. Now I got a key. I can go in them doors. Give me a money key. See verse 7 in his open. See verse 7 in his open. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. But the man sow it, that shall reap. All right, now. See. Oh, my God. See. Verse 9. I'm still on the first point. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season. We've got another season here now. Due season. We shall reap if we faint not. You follow me? So everybody who is a sower has a due season. Watch what I'm saying now. Through patience, you possess your seed. Scripture says you possess your soul. But I heard that through patience, you possess your seed and you possess your harvest. You have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. See, when you sow a seed, you got to watch what you say. Because saying is sowing.
You can't talk and doubt and unbelief. Right. I'm not going to never have this. You got to watch what you think. You got to watch who you're listening to. So there's a lot of things. Lord. Children, learn how to protect your seed. Watch what you think. Watch what you say. Watch what others say to you. Don't let offense come. Don't become bitter. Keep it clear. And let the seed keep working. Because when you act a jack, the seed got to stop its process. To know if you're in your right mind. You believing for something, now you acting up, acting clowning, so the seed stop. Oh my, I just heard something. You put a wound in your seed. And when that happens, Satan put his hand on that seed and stop it, and it can't bring the harvest. Because you have said something about somebody with your mouth, run your mouth about somebody. You've judged somebody and shut your seed down. See, when you're sowing, you're not slinging money. You sling money when you're out in the streets. You just don't care. You're just crazy. But sowing, you're a farmer. You got to take care of the field, man. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So this night, that night voice says, be not aware of doing good, but in due season you will reap if you fan. Now let's go to point number two. The hundredfold return seed is real. Yes, sir. Because Jesus said so. Yes, sir. The hundredfold return seed is real because Jesus said so. Turn to Matthew chapter 13, if you will. You know, there's a voice in there I didn't touch in Galatians, but you're supposed to sow in the portion that communicate to you. They always skip that voice, you know. And what you do, you're missing the profit reward. And then men don't teach that, but that need to be taught when you talk about sowing. You teach them. Yeah. See, God don't need your sowing in him. God provides soil for you to sow in. All right, you go ahead and sow in God. Go ahead. Sow in God. Go ahead. You go tonight, today. Just go ahead and sow in God. Take your seed and sow in God. Where are you going to send it at? I'm not sowing in no man. I'm going to sow in God, me God. Go ahead. All your soul is going to be through a man or a woman. All of it. Through a work, through a ministry. I'm spiritual. I'm gonna sow directly to God. How? Praise the Lord. I'm gonna do exactly what the Lord told me this morning. I don't care what you do. Tell you the truth. Now I'm being smart aleck right now. I don't care. If you don't want to pay no attention, that's up to you. I just am not hooping and hollering this morning. You're gonna get this thing. What we're talking about, the seed will turn all your financial famine and captivity into your dream. How many dreamers I got have here? How many of y'all been dreaming for a long time? It's time now. You ain't no talking about I've been dreaming for a long time and I ain't tired yet. Yeah, I'm tired. It's time for God to come through. It's time for me to find out what I'm doing that is not coming through. You know, all them little sands are nice and they make you feel good and they give you goosebumps, but they're not wearing too good this morning. I want my money. I want to live the good life. I'm designed to live the good life. Not without a seed. Now this 104 return, they've had meeting on this. Theologians have discussed this. They have discussed something that Jesus said. How can you discuss something Jesus already put out? How are you going to change I'm the Lord, and I change not. Jesus Christ is saying, how you going to change what Jesus said because you don't understand it? Because it's not happening to you. And it happened to the people all over the world. It's just not happening to you. Maybe you didn't do what it takes to make it happen to you. But let's not take it out of the Bible just because you're not getting it. Preachers, prophets, pastors met and said there's no such thing as a 100-fold return. That's why I didn't go. See? Because I would have lost all my dignity in that meeting. I'm going to prove it to you by the Bible. Matthew 13:8. I believe Jesus is the speaker. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold. Jesus is the speaker. Say that.
Jesus.
Some 60-fold, some 30-fold. I remember back about 8, 9 years ago, I taught about the 10-fold. That was plenty of money there.
Yes, sir.
But here Jesus said there's a 100-fold return.
100-fold.
Just because you haven't received it does not mean that it does not exist. But you should be looking for it. If the master said it, I want it to come to pass in my life. What? And if the master said it, I'm his child, I have a right to have it. Do you understand? I know you understand, but let me remind you. God can overwhelm you in finances. God can make you where you have to have money scuba diving equipment on to be able to breathe. You put so much on you. Look with me. Now Jesus said, you saw what he said, 100-fold return, right? Look in Mark chapter 10 now, verse 29. Mark 10:29. I'm teaching for results here this morning.
Yes, sir.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
You all listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm not trying to be no orator. I want you to get you your money.
Yes, sir.
You ain't come here to see no polished preacher. God won't speak to you. The anointing will come real strong. I'm just going to keep teaching.
Yes,
but the Spirit of God will breathe on this meeting because the Lord is teaching you, don't give up,
right.
Don't lose heart,
right.
Don't faint.
Right.
The money is there.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Where your tie at?
I don't
know. All right. Mark chapter 10, verse 29. And Jesus said, answered and said, verily I say to you, that no man that has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or fathers, or mother, or wife, or children, or land. Now you know, for my sake and the gospel, now we got to understand where this voice comes from. This voice is coming from a soaring confrontation. You got to understand that the voice won't make no sense to you unless you know where it came from. The life of this voice and the reason the master had to teach like this, he tried to teach a young man about sowing. And he didn't sow. So, and then he's trying to train his disciple now and letting him know, the disciples know that there's no money impossibility with God. Write that down. There's no money impossibility with God. There's no such thing as too much. There's no such thing as I can't afford it, not to a soul. There's no such thing as I can't have it, not to a soul. You got to understand that the voice won't make no sense to you unless you know where it came from. The life of this voice and the reason the master had to teach like this, he tried to teach a young man about sowing.
Right.
and he didn't sow. So, and then he's trying to train his disciples now, and letting him know, the disciples know, that there's no money impossibility with God. Write that down. There's no money impossibility with God. There's no such thing as too much. There's no such thing as I can't afford it, not to a soul. There's no such thing as I can't have it, not to a soul.
I get inside a Christian.
You got to understand, the voice won't make no sense to you unless you know where it came from. The life of this voice, and the reason the master had to teach like this, he tried to teach a young man about sowing. And he didn't sow. So, and then he's trying to train his disciples now, and letting him know, the disciples know, that there's no money impossibility with God. Write that down. There's no money impossibility with God. There's no such thing as too much. There's no such thing as I can't afford it, not to a soul. There's no such thing as I can't have it, not to a soul.
I get inside a Christian.
But he shall receive 100-fold now. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now in this time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to have a revelation about this. Thank you, Jesus. Now in this time. Right now. Right here. Right now. Oh, my. Houses. What the Lord won't say that for? Houses. That's not spiritual. Houses just became spiritual this morning because Jesus said it. Houses, and brethren and sisters and mothers and children land with persecution and the world to come eternal life. With persecution. With $1,000. With persecution. Now, you don't want to go here if you can't handle persecution. You want to drive no Rolls Royce and live in a big house, and you don't want to do that because you're going to have some persecution, partner. You got persecution from your neighbor. They're going to look at you, boy. Then you don't want to have a house that light up the whole neighborhood. They call the police. My neighbor done called the police so many times for nothing. It's nothing. The police come out and said, Reverend, doctor, we got to come when they call. We know you intelligent man. You're not doing what they say you're doing. God bless you. Have a good evening. See, religious people are suspicious when you're blessed because they never seen it before. So they're suspicious. They think you got to be stealing something. They don't recognize that God is a blesser, man. Why we read all these scriptures, good measure, pressed down, God, good God, and God run your cup over. Then when somebody walk in the cup overflowing life, you get suspicious. Now, really, he shouldn't have this camera, so you can go sit down. He shouldn't have this camera. He don't know nothing about no sewing. Somebody else take them pictures. Until he learned his lesson. $3,000 all day long right there. Somebody else take that camera. I don't play no game. I don't play. God, dog, if you're going to learn the lesson, learn it. That's why I don't let no nun toddlers. You can't sing in my church. You don't be singing. How you gonna sing? How you gonna sing? I ain't looking for no voice, just a voice. You don't believe it? Shut up and sit down until you learn something. Be quenching my anointing. Jesus, you know, Jesus took that whip. Y'all don't understand this stuff. Y'all say, oh, he's so cold. No, you got to learn your lesson. You got to learn your lesson. Genesis chapter 26, we talk about the 100-fold return. Seed is real. because Jesus said so. Let's get a witness here in Genesis 26, chapter 26, verse 12.
Yes, sir.
You there? You got your Bible?
Yes.
Learn your lesson.
Yes, sir.
You can't be all up in the ministry and you don't believe what I'm doing. Oh, yeah, I got all these churches under me. I got to do this thing right, man. I can't be having no, I can't punk out here. Genesis 26, 12. We're still talking about the 104 return, right? Wave your hand at me. Because some of y'all are going to be recipient of the 104 return. That's why I'm taking my time and minister to you. They got so much 104 return reserve out there. Because the church have not, no, the church have not known it. And then the Lord told me when I went to a William church, the Lord told me, said, just don't preach to the whole body of Christ. Just preach to the people who want it this week. Remember I said that? That's what he told me. Don't preach to the whole body of Christ. They're going to sit around, act like they're crazy. Just preach to this remnant. So everybody's not going to get the 104 return. God dog it, I'm going to get it. Say it. No, I said, God dog it, I'm going to get it. I ain't saying I'm going to get it. Say what I say. God dog it, I'm going to get it. 104 belong to me. This day, I become an 100-fold recipient. I receive. She went up. That's a $600 check. The 100-fold, I mean, it's not hard. It just doesn't do what the Lord said do. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
How many of you all this morning are you learning some things? I just want to make sure because, see, that's the way the Lord told me to teach this morning. I'm anointed and the fire burning. The fire burning on the inside of me. But you don't have to be making a lot of noise, spitting and running and jumping across the seat for it to happen. We have stepped in this morning 104 return anointing. I release in this place the 104 return anointing. I've received it before. This is my moment. I hear you, Ron. This is my time. This is my season. I'm here for a reason. I'm going to live my dream. And I know it takes money for me to live my dream. So I'm going to stop talking bad about money. I'm going to talk good about money. Money is good. Are you following? Come on, let's sit down. We've got a little more lesson to go through here. Genesis 26. Here's a famine, but here's a sower who do not respect famine. Because a sower know what a seed will do to a famine. Now, I know I got some famines in here. But a sower, I come here as a sower this morning. You can't teach about sowing if you're not a sower. Sowing will handle your famine. Every famine in this house, every shortage, being handled by the presence of God this morning. When you understand the production of a seed, you will never live in a famine again. Because you take the seed and change the famine. Watch what happened here. 26:12. First verse said it was a famine. This boy had been taught, though, by his daddy how to sow. Then verse 12, Genesis 26:12. Lord God have mercy. The 104 return is real. Say it. Notice katalanemoshaka. Look at this man, how this man turned a famine. Look what he... When we read, you're going to see what he took a seed and look what he turned a famine into. The rest of the people still in famine. The mayor, the congressman, the councilman, they all were still in the famine. This man who knew
God and knew how God's system worked, shocked the whole city. We're going to see them coming to him, asking him to leave. We the leaders here. We the politician here. And we trying to keep the people calm. And you got a God to make us look bad. Yeah. What they should have did is join him in sowing. Yeah. But they want to get rid of him. When you begin to live like God wants you to live, people want to get rid of you. People who crying and singing Amazing Grace, but they don't understand how good God is. He's not only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's your God. What he did for Abraham, what he did for Isaac, what he did for Jacob, what he did for Job, what he did for Solomon, what he did for the Queen of Sheba. He's the same God. But church folks don't understand it, and politicians don't understand it. When you rise up in the midst of when you're supposed to be going down, I see you rising. Your family members not going to understand when you start rising in the spirit, start rising in manifestation, start rising in demonstration. They're not going to understand you. They're going to get upset. Keep on sowing. Keep on sowing. Because you're not only sowing for you, you're sowing for somebody else. That's somebody God wants you to be blessed enough to have. It's another $1,000. Don't expect to be understood as a bona fide sower unless you're talking to another one. And you're not going to find them every day. Don't expect a non-sower to understand you living your dream. Don't let them stop you from enjoying what the Lord have done for you. Be teachable. Be touchable. Be trainable. God dog it, I love it. Be teachable. Be touchable. Be trainable. Don't fall out before you get there. The Lord have me to say things to check people out. I've told some personal things. I mean, it blow your mind. People get upset. He ain't ready. I give him a glimpse of my glory. Because glory actually means the goodness of God, you know. It means gold. It mean heavy, heavy. Walking heavy financially. Walking heavy financially. I declare you a heavy walker. You should walk in the bank and the bank know who you are. Come this way. You don't have to get in line. Come this way. God did it. With persecution. Can I teach y'all a little more this morning? Let's keep rolling. Let's keep rolling here. Listen, because I want to get someone. Let's keep rolling here. Yes, sir. But I want you to understand how this man took a seed and changed a famine. Yes, if you have a famine this morning, if your finances are lean this morning, take the seed and sow your way out. Yes, sir. It's another thought. Are you listening to me? Do you notice I didn't ask you how much you have?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yes,
you notice I never said an amount of a seed?
Right.
You notice I didn't say you had to sow it up in here?
Right.
Come on, yes, sir.
I'm just trying to train you how to sow.
Right.
But if God did it once,
he
can do it again. So if I get the revelation that I'll tell you what, Carolyn and I, my wife here, we sold our way out of famine.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Not only did Isaac do it, but Leroy did it. So if Isaac did it, and Leroy did it, Tracy can do it. Ah! You can do it. Philip can do it. David can do it. That's $500. She's following her mom. Now she trembling a little bit, but she's following her. You see? Now I'm stuck here now because, see, that's why I like about teaching class. Where I'm stuck here now is with Isaac, with the 100-fold return, with the validation, accreditation from Jesus that there's a 100-fold return. I'm stuck here because I know there are people in the body of Christ who are good people and love God, but they just need some money. Yes, sir. Lord, I just need some more money. Yeah. Just tell him, Lord, I just need some more money. Don't be scared to tell him, because God hears. Yes, you know, I just need some, I just flat foot need some more money. Be honest about it, see what I'm saying? But know this, children, that's a $500 check. Know this, children, that you can sow your way out of a famine in a famine. Yes, when everybody else complaining, yes, don't waste your breath, sow your seed.
Yes. That's right.
Your confession and your affirmation and your decrees cannot take the place of your seed. That's good preaching there, boy. What? That's good preaching there, you see? Because a lot of times people say, God, I know you love me. You quote the scripture, you know, and you cry a little bit, and you're weeping. Remember we read in the 26th? They're weeping, but they had something in their hand. We're talking about a weeping seed. We ain't talking about just weeping, just tears. God ain't just talking about tears. He's talking about tilting the ground. Seed. So I said, I can sow my way out with a seed. Into the 100-fold return. I decree now. But I know I have to have a seed to make it come to pass. I receive. You understand? You understand? You can't just talk this talk, baby. You got to walk this walk. You understand? Styling all the check all day long. That's the way she rolls. Watch this now. It should be more real to you. Watch it. I'm going to teach over this morning. Let me tell you why I'm teaching over. I have one of my RVs coming down here, and they got me a parking place out there. When I get through, I'm going in my RV, put me some relaxed clothes on, get in a recliner bigger than in your house. And lay back, my wife gonna fix me a meal, and I'm gonna rest myself. So I just walk out the church, walk in my RV. Yeah. Now look at it now. Don't come knock on the door now, not today. I'm working. But I want you to see it too. They have just a few months. Because I went in a hotel last night. Uh-oh. Lord, how much? I walked down the hall, and they had something. I told Carol, there's a sheet on the chair. But Carol said there's some kind of cloth they use now. Huh? Yeah, but it looked like a sheet. And I says, just keep this down. You know, say, no refunds. Baby, you can have it. I went back to my house. So my daughter called me this morning. She said, Daddy, said, just bring your RV down there and let the cooks cook, have your food ready. And just go in there. I said, oh, that's a good idea. So that's what we're doing today. Yeah. The 650 right there. All right, now, here's what I'm believing. And here's why the Lord told me to take my time this morning. I believe when we read this, it's going to happen to you. You got it? I believe the anointing is going to take place in your heart. And I got a lot of more points here, but I believe when we read about Isaac today, the Holy Spirit is going to drop that anointing on you. You ready to receive? We're in Genesis 26. We know it's famine, right? It said, then Isaac sowed in that land. And then Isaac what?
Sowed in that land.
And? He received 100-fold. Well, I saw something just now. He received 100-fold. He's shouting 100-fold. Then he said, and the Lord blessed him. So not only are you going to receive 100-fold, but today a special blessing is on this house. Raise your hand and praise God. Say it, I receive a special blessing from the hand of God today. You see, children, when your hand moves, when your hand moves, guess who else hand moving? God hand moves. All of your valley of dry bone living financially are over today. Because the hand of the Lord, not just on Ezekiel, but the hand of the Lord is upon you hearing this word this morning, anointing you to come out of the dry bone, valley of dry bone in your finances. You come alive today. God will open doors and windows and gates. God opening doors, windows, and gates right now. God opening windows, doors, and gates on your behalf right now. God opening doors, windows, and gates on your behalf right now. Your days of living in dry finances are over. Right here, right now. Kiss your famine goodbye. Kiss your lack goodbye. Don't give it no coming back kiss. There's an anointing here. That's why the Lord talked to me at 4 o'clock this morning. That's why I text y'all so early. I've been up since 4 o'clock praying and talking to the Lord. The Lord said, no, I want you to teach this. So I start writing. Your famine is over. Give me Usher. Give me somebody. Give me a man. Your business will come off the hook. He's a businessman. He'll come off the hook. He said, I want that anointing. I want that anointing. You want it?
Yes.
You want it? Hey, hey, hey. Hey, somebody help him. Somebody help him. Don't y'all do like them bishop now. Them bishop was trying to catch, them bishop was trying to catch one another, and the bishop let the man fail. Let go. There it go. Woo! Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Where Ron at? I get him. Woo! There it go. There it go. Take it to your people. Take it to your people. Take it. Come on. Take care of her. Take care of her. Take it to your people. Come up here with Ron. Ah! Ah! Up! Sight, miracle, sight. See, Ron, see in Jesus' name. The famine is over, say it. 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 The famine is over. 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 Do you believe this?
Yes.
Say, the famine is over.
My seed
have stopped the famine.